There's no award yet for best hologram, but there soon could be. Hologram, those 3D images are nothing new. Maybe you have a little one on your credit card. Now, though, scientists have made a new kind of holographic display. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, it's a step towards holographic 3D movies.
Everybody who saw Star Wars remembers R2-D2 beaming out a fuzzy hologram.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
What's this?
This is our dream, to be able to make something like that.
Nasser Pygmalion says the holographic Princess Leia moves, but real-life holograms don't.
They're beautiful, they're there, but they cannot be changed.
Pygmalion is a scientist at the University of Arizona, and this week in the journal Nature, he describes a special new type of plastic film. With it, you can use the usual method of making a hologram to capture an image. But with this material, the image isn't permanent. You can erase it.
Imagine that you're sitting down and you're looking at this three-dimensional image, and then a few seconds later, the image is gone.
You can then record a new holographic image on this display panel. That image can also be erased and replaced and on and on. Now, it's not super fast. It takes a few minutes to make the screen blank and then build a new image.
So it's not quite real time, but you can write a new image, and that is a big step moving towards that goal of having a holographic 3D movie.
Joseph Perry is a scientist at the Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta. He says lots of people want compelling 3D displays that they can enjoy without having to wear clunky eyeglasses.
There's anticipation of sizable commercial markets in the medical field, in the military, and in entertainment.
So he says there's fierce competition to find technologies that will add that extra dimension. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.